This is Alan Karpik with Tom Deanhart, and our Saturday conversation, it will be focused on the top freshmen, true freshmen defensive backs at Purdue. And Tom, I will, truth be known, we had to spend some time researching, make sure we had our facts straight on this. So we're going to, if we act smart, it's because we looked up some numbers. We don't know them off the top of our head. That's a full disclaimer. Is that a fair assessment?
Well, you do, Alan.
No, I don't know this stuff off the top of my head, but I do want to know off the top of my head that our sponsor is the Purdue Union Club Hotel, and they are going to have watch parties for the Purdue home games. In other words, you can buy a weekend at the Purdue, the newly refurbished and redone Purdue Union Club Hotel, and it will include two tickets to a watch party, socially distanced, and a open bar, tailgate food, etc. So make sure you click on the link on our site if you have interest in that, or check with them as well, because fun. And this is for the four home games, starting with that October 24th matchup with the Iowa Hawkeyes. All right, Tom, this is a, and we're going to do it this way because there are many more defensive backs that have played as true freshmen. We're going to go one defensive lineman, one linebacker, and two defensive backs, and you can do your draft. And again, because I'm just a sweetheart of a guy, I'm going to let you go first. There's some interesting guys here in this group, with respect to talent. I have a sense where you're going with this, but I don't know for sure. You pick first of your first two freshmen.
I'm gonna go, it seems contemporary to me, but it's been almost 20 years. I'm gonna go with my buddy Stuart Schweigert. How about that, Alan? He actually was the Big Ten Freshman of the Year in 2000 as a true freshman. He arrived from the Mitten State, of course, as one of Purdue's most heralded recruits. Gosh, 40, 50 years probably. Yeah, and this is a big-time kid who could have gone to Michigan, Michigan State, Notre Dame. Chose Purdue. Brock Spack wooed him to West Lafayette. Stuart, of course, a great track athlete, a rangy D-back. Safety, comes to West Lafayette, starts right away, Alan. Leads the team in tackles, and Alan, it was a team that went to the Rose Bowl, so this wasn't a 2-10 Purdue team he played on. Schweigert, again, was a star of a defense that helped get Purdue to Pasadena for the first time since 1966. So give me Stuart Schweigert, one of Purdue's all-time greats, buddy.
Yeah, that's a hard one to bet against. And not that you're betting here, but he really was something, and really came in right away and expected to do that. I think he didn't start. Did you say he didn't start every game? But he came in. I know he also had a broken hand that year, I believe.
Yeah,
and still, you know, ends up being the Purdue all-time interceptions leader as well.
Again, led the team in tackles. I don't think a true freshman probably ever done it before or since.
Well, I'm glad that you mentioned that, because that's true, I believe. But I can't pass up, just because I'm going to build my team, NFL Hall of Famer. And I thought, yeah, you're going to pick Rod Woodson. I'm picking Rod Woodson. Okay, even though I love Stuart Schweigert, but Rod Woodson as a true freshman, not on a good team, a 3-8 team, Leon Burtnett's second season, 85 tackles. And I think he had a fumble recovery, and he had a couple interceptions also, starting as a true freshman in 83 for the Boilermakers. Rod Woodson finished third in tackles behind two current college coaches. Who would they be? Kevin Sumlin at the University of Arizona and Brock Spack at Illinois State were the top two tacklers in 1983. Sumlin, I believe, a walk-on that season as well. So that's a little trivia for you today, but I got to go with Rod Woodson just because it's Rod Woodson. But there's some really good defensive backs. You get to pick your second pick, and there's some good choices here.
I remember Rod was a free safety his first year, Alan.
Yep.
And moved to cornerback the latter part of his career. I remember that first game, I was a true freshman in 1983, like Rod, sitting high up in the north end zone watching him get scorched by Notre Dame that day.
95 degrees, too, by the way. That game.
I digress. I'm going to go up front, Alan. Defensive lineman, true freshman defensive lineman, at least from our oh-so-thorough research, right, it's hard. It's always hard for big guys to play right away as true freshmen on either side of the ball. And I think our research bore that out. But one guy who did come in as a true freshman, no surprise, Alan, this guy was a specimen from the Queen City. I think the nephew of Dave Parker, the great Pittsburgh Pirate player, Ray Edwards, right? My God, this guy was chiseled by the football gods, and another huge recruit for Joe Taylor. I remember, Alan, when they got this kid, I mean, I'm not breaking news to you, but when they got this kid, it was huge. And they convinced him to come to West Lafayette, Alan. This was another kid who probably could have gone about anywhere in America. And he chose to be a Boilermaker. Of course, Purdue was developing a great rep for developing defensive ends. And Ray came in, what, the fall of 2005. He had 7 sacks that year, Alan. I know Ray Edwards' career was, I guess we'll say, up and down. How about that? I guess you always wondered if he always had that motor. Played hard all the time, but when he wanted to play, Alan, he was special, and of course went on, got drafted, and had a nice career in the National Football League, mostly with the Vikings.
Yeah, and of course you met he. It was the fall of 2003 was his freshman year, right? And obviously on a very a loaded defense too of seniors, with Sean Phillips and Craig Terrell, et cetera, on that defensive line. Edwards came in and made an impact early on. Maybe not as big an impact as some others, but for a true freshman, once again, hard to argue that one with Ray Edwards in your pick. All right, my second pick. Oh, boy, there's just a lot of good choices. I'm going to go Ricardo Allen, and in 2010 – not only did he have, he started, I think, every game or just about every game, had 2 pick sixes. I remember one of his pick sixes against Michigan in 2010, one of the leaders in tackles. Ricardo Allen obviously is enjoying his time, though I think he's still battling injury in the NFL, but a guy that, really good. That's a tough pick because we can argue some other guys. There's some other guys that will probably be on our also-ran list, but I'm going to go with Ricardo Allen as my second pick.
Yeah, great choice. From Daytona Beach, Florida, I believe, Allen. A guy who like I said, played a lot of football, was a Danny Hope recruit, and is still continuing to have a prosperous career in the National Football League. Okay, I think I will stick in the secondary, Alan, and I'm going to lean toward an early 80s Boilermaker for you. I'm going to go with Ray Wallace.
Okay.
Of course, Ray, Parade All-American, North Central High School, came to Purdue and played. He could running back or a D-back, but again, Ray started as a free safety right out of the chute. And, of course, eventually, as we all know, matriculated to running back, where he played, I think, his last 2 years in 84 and 85, and went on to the National Football League for a spell and enjoyed a nice career there. And as a freshman, Alan, Wallace was 4th on the team in tackles at 85 total stops. So, again, he was a guy who was productive right out of the gate. I know the 82 Boilers were nothing to write home about. But Ray Wallace gave us all a glimpse of how special he was as a true freshman the fall of 1982.
Yeah, you think about Leon Burnett's early years. That was his first year, obviously. That first game against Stanford, you have Rodney Carter, true freshman, starting. You have Ray Wallace, true freshman, starting. It was very much a youthful and certainly, and I think Mel Gray also, who was not a freshman, but it was a transfer. Yep. A point is you had, that was recruiting, and that's what Leon did. And Ray Wallace was a big time recruit. Yep. Really probably you could argue Leon's first big recruit because he was a kid that a lot of people wanted out, like I said, out of North Central High School. And a very talented guy, ended up being a very serviceable running back in 84, 85 as well. Good call there. I think you're hard pressed not to look at him as well. I'd like to pick a third defensive back. I can't by law here, right? So, I guess I'm going to go linebacker, and it's hard not to pick Juwan Bentley. In 2000, and Juwan would be 2015, right? And second on the team in tackles that year. Out of the Baltimore, Maryland area, I believe, or the Maryland area, and really obviously turning into a good pro as a prized recruit. They knew it when they got him that they liked him a lot under Daryl Hazel. Probably Daryl Hazel's, if there's a Mount Rushmore of Daryl Hazel recruits, Juwan Bentley's on it. And Juwan Bentley, you know, Marcus Bailey too, certainly could be on there too. But this is a guy that came in right away and saw a lot of action. I think he changed his jersey number. He wore number 35 early on, but he was a load inside and got thrust right into it, but did a very good job in that first year for the Boilermakers, second again on the team on tackles.
Nice call. I always wondered, you know, is this guy really that good? He's playing a lot of football on some bad teams, but it turns out he was very good. And I'll never forget 2017, of course, the pick six against Minnesota.
Yep, huge play.
Delay, what a big play. And that's sort of the speed he showed on that play too, running away from those Minnesota players for a guy that big, awfully impressive. Okay, I'm going to go linebacker, my friend. And I'm going to go with – one of us. I'm gonna go with the West Lafayette Red Devil, Alan. Chike O'Keefer.
God, right? You know, yeah.
1994. I think I counted 7 starts that year, Alan. Chike was number 3 on the 1994 Boilermakers in tackles. He had 65 total tackles. Again, this is a guy, 6'4", came to Purdue maybe about 225, could run, played hard, and again, I remember watching him play that fall, and he was a special guy. Always ran to the ball, of course, got bigger after redshirting in 97. Tiller moved him to defensive end and made him a lot of money, Alan. Became a great end on that 98 defense, had some real stalwarts up front, and that Alamo Bowl, they all came together for the Boilermaker line, in particular with Colvin. No key for getting after Michael Bishop. So Chike was a standout right away, a special player, Alan. I remember he could have gone to Michigan, Colorado, USC, led the Red Devils to the 1993 state championship, unbeaten squad. A special player from right there in West Lafayette.
Good call. And boy, that's probably a brain fade on my part between, even though Bentley, that's a close call between those two. But O'Keefer was a huge recruit for Jim Coletto, whose birthday was yesterday, by the way, 76 years old for Jimmy 76. C. A big recruit. I remember his mother, that was a big deal to try to convince her to stay in town, and able to do that. And Chike still lives, I believe, in the Lafayette, West Lafayette area. See him from time to time. Good pick for your last pick. That's a tough one. I got to pick a defensive lineman. I'm going to cheat a little bit here. I don't know. You know, probably that my pick should be there's only one or two or three guys you could go with, but I'm going to pick Fred Strickland. He was a D end on the 84 team, did not start any games, but was a very much a factor on that team that went and wore number 48, went to a bowl game. He bulked up, became an all Big Ten linebacker, and of course in this outstanding pro for the Rams and maybe some others too. Yep. But Fred Strickland is my pick for a defensive lineman. A little bit of a cheater because he was kind of an outside guy, kind of a rush end guy, but a really good player and made a difference. Again, Leon Burnett got a lot of young guys to come in and play, and he was one of them on that 84 team that beat Ohio State, Michigan, Notre Dame, the only team in Purdue history to do that in the same season, and able to go to the Peach Bowl.
Yeah, Ringwood, New Jersey's own Flying Freddie Strickland, number 48. I can still see him out there. Remember Kevin Sumlin told me once, of course, he played with Fred, was 2 years older. He told me the second he saw Stricken on the field, he goes, I'm done. He's that good. Right away. I mean, someone could tell right away Fred was that good. And of course, someone was correct. He had a great career at Purdue, Strickland did, and in the National Football League as well. So, yeah, great choice, a productive player on some Purdue defenses. Allen, as we all know, had their ups and downs during the mid to late 80s.
Yeah. How about some honorable mentions? And there are some good ones that we did not include. Some people on your list, Tom, give me some others that were on your radar.
You know, when you were saying Fred Strickland linebacker, I thought Gilbert Gardner, that 2000 defense, along with Schweigert, another true freshman from the Lone Star State, came to Purdue, Allen, sort of as an athlete or even a wide receiver. And I remember he got moved to linebacker and all of a sudden
middle linebacker, I blink, actually. Yeah.
He was starting.
Yeah. 47 tackles, and it was like week 7 or so, and I can't remember the situation. I think that's when they moved Aiken Adell back to defensive end. No, that was 2000. I'm missing my years, but that was a big thing. And that was not Adell because that's right. In 2000, that is correct. It was a 2000 season. Adell, they tried him out at linebacker, moved him back to defensive end and put Gilbert Gardner in that position. And it ended up Brock Spack good at working that out. How about some others that you were thinking about?
Yeah, Steve Jackson, part of no Fred Aiken's very first recruiting class, a cornerback. Again, I think he's from the Houston area. Basically started every down at Purdue, of course, was a prolific NFL player. I think he was still coaching in the NFL, Allen.
Yeah.
I remember talking to Akers, and I covered the team in 88, and Akers going, this guy is a pro, and that's when Jackson was just a sophomore. So,
yep.
Akers was right, long-time pro. We talked about Bernard Pollard, of course.
Yeah, Bernard Pollard should be on that list. I mean, he started every game but week one against Bowling Green, and Purdue's defensive backfield got torched. I don't know what the deal is. It almost had to have been an eligibility issue or something, or maybe I don't know what it was, why he didn't start, but he started week two at Wake Forest, and the Boilermakers beat the nationally ranked Demon Deacons on their home field. So
Jim Grove. I remember Schweiger had a big play late in that game.
Big play, and Sean Phillips as well to preserve that win, but he definitely on that list. I think some other ones, Brock Spack.
Yeah,
played, did not in 1980, got one start in week two. And that 80 defense was pretty established. And Brock was an outstanding all Big Ten level as a sophomore in 81. But Brock did get a start and had 30 some tackles that year as a reserve for most of that season. We talked a little bit about Derek Barnes getting a couple starts as a freshman. Alex McGee, a defensive lineman, got a start, and a guy that from Slidell, Louisiana, and really probably should have, in terms of freshman defensive lineman that made an impact, Brad Horner, and that's Hornor, but he had 6 starts in 1982. Again, that sign of the Leon Burtnett recruiting well. I remember when it was a big deal to go down to Slidell, Louisiana, and get that kid. There were some others. Brian Madden, who transferred from Purdue to Louisiana LSU after being from Indianapolis. Was he a Broad Ripple kid? I can't remember.
I'm not sure. He was in Indianapolis. He's a big recruit, too, boy.
Recruit. And Jim Schwantz, like you said, another guy that got some starts in there as well, or played a lot, I should say, I think he got 3 starts as a freshman linebacker in 88. And went on and played as a very, very good special teams. I think an all pro level as special teams guy. So I think, I've got most of my list. I always fear on this deal that we miss somebody. We've been called out a little bit, but that's good because that means people are listening. I try not to forget guys, but I think I like my group of Rod Woodson, Ricardo Allen, Juwan Bentley, and Fred Strickland. And you've got Stuart Schweigert, Ray Edwards, Ray Wallace, and Chike O'Keefer. And I almost forgot Chike O'Keefer, which is inexcusable. And he also changed jersey numbers from 34 to 54 later in his career.
Allen, speaking of Chike, jarred my memory. Sometimes we forget what's right in front of us.
Oh, yeah.
True freshman, 2019 Boilermaker defense, George Karloftis.
See?
You're another right. Red Devil. You know, Big George obviously probably would have to be on the team, but at least got to give Big George a shout out.
Oh yeah, no. Let's restate this. Like I said, that's the forest for the trees here, buddy. I constantly do that. All right. I think George might be on a Hall of Fame level, but I think he would be hard pressed from a defensive line standpoint. He had a better year than Ray Edwards did. Yeah. He had a better year than Fred Strickland did. Yeah, I think that Karloftis, I'm glad you mentioned it. I'm glad we're not going to go back and re-record this thing, folks.
Yeah, he's got to be on there. You're right. I mean, I think he had 7 sacks. You led the team in sacks.
Yeah, and you are exactly right. And I'm sure some people that are listening say, what about Karloftis? This has been somebody's first pick.
Hey, how about this? How about we saved the best for last. How about that?
That might be it. Now, we won't forget if Purdue gets Yanni Karloftis, which is an if. We're not saying they are. You know that maybe he'll get a chance to make our famed unit. All right, our apologies to the Wida and Karloftis family for brain fading. I'll use that term, but right there, George Karloftis. I'll put it. You know what I'm going to do to overcompensate? I'm going to put his picture on the front page of our site when we promote this, so that we don't. So I'll speak for myself. You didn't look stupid. You remembered it, but I think that's a good idea, good call on that front. So George Karloftis certainly deserves to be on our team. All right, we will next week we are going to talk Purdue Notre Dame. And next week, October 7th, 1950, one of the great days in Purdue football history, as Purdue upended the Notre Dame's 39-game unbeaten string, and really became got on the map on a national level by beating the Irish that day. Dale Samuels, Bernie Flowers, Neil Schmidt, others. In that win at Notre Dame, but we're going to talk about the importance of that series and some of the great games in that. We may make that into a two-parter, and then of course we've got other things to hit before we get to the start of the season, and then we'll return to Saturday conversation after Purdue wins the Rose Bowl or goes to the national championship. We'll do all that. So, all right, I'm a little giddy now after missing Karloftis, but that worries me with my memory, but. Boy, I'm glad you picked that one up. All right, we want to thank our sponsors, and that, of course, is the Purdue Union Club Hotel. Make sure if you want to have a fun weekend for one of the Purdue four home games, you're not going to be going to the game, but you can go to stay at the Purdue Union Club Hotel. They're going to have game watch parties there, kind of have all package put together. Check out goldenblack.com. Click on the link on our message boards. There's a link for more information on that. It includes tailgate food, open bar. Sounds good to me. it'll be a fun evening and socially distanced, of course, at the Purdue Union Club Hotel. All right. Thanks again, Tom. Have a good rest of the weekend, and we will be back next week. Talk Purdue Notre Dame on that 70-year anniversary of that huge program-changing win, a lot of ways, for Purdue in 1950 over the Fighting Irish. Have a great weekend, and thanks again for watching.